security specialist Clint Van Zandt is still with me here in the studio. Clint, from the initial data, it looks like these hijackers were perhaps of a different profile from what we're used to, that they were well-educated, they were living a middle-class life with all the trappings, they were professional pilots.
Yes, Lisa, this has really changed the profile. I think in the past we've looked at 19, 21-year-old truck bombers, figuring, well, you know, you always you get the bottom of the pile. The educated, the experienced people are not going to drive the truck. They get someone else to do that. But now we're seeing just what you suggested. We're seeing older people, mature, educated, experienced. These are normally the people you would look for leading a cell group as opposed to actually flying the aircraft into the building. Now, it takes a greater level of sophistication to have that type of training. But what it bespeaks of is we've got individuals, terrorists, who are starting out 9, 10, 11 years old, and they are being indoctrinated so strongly that they believe so fervently in their cause, they can still come to the United States, blue jeans, bubble gum, Budweiser beer, and when they're called upon to change from a sleeper position to an actual terrorist, they still answer to that call. At their age, they're willing to leave their family behind. We're looking at a new breed of animal here.
Does that make it harder to combat this kind of terrorism?
I think it makes it much more challengeable because the people we look at now are going to be a lot smarter, and it looks like there's a lot more of them. Someone putting a backpack on of an explosive device and walking into a cafeteria, they have escalated that potential threat now drastically. It's a new challenge. It's where before we had sleepers who were agents of the former Soviet Union, we had to deal with that concept in the Cold War. This is now the hot war, but instead of the Soviet Union, it's international terrorism.
You said that they're being indoctrinated from a very young age, 9 or 10 or 11. Can you briefly tell me how that's happening?
Well, in many times, it's a young child who was physically taken away from his family. He's going to a school where all day long he is being told that really the West is bad, that our culture is bad, that we violate the basic tenets of Islam, and that something has to be done and that he will be a soldier in this war. And we have individuals growing up hearing that, but that stays with them. You know, for many of us, we may hear some type of indoctrination. It may be a belief system, it may be bigotry or something. When we get to be an adult, we know better. We're not seeing that. We're seeing people who believe so strongly in their religious beliefs that they can come, they can live the good life, and when called upon, when that silent whistle blows, they stand up and they answer the call and kill thousands of people.
Clint Van Zandt, who will be back with us several times throughout this evening. Thank you, Clint.
Thank you.